I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of our award-winning history program, Saving Stories, with Dr. Doug Boyd with the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
The Black Lives Matter movement has unquestionably picked up momentum this summer. And today, in this important moment for our community, our country, and the world, we're shining a spotlight on the late James Baldwin, who's featured prominently in the recent documentary, I Am Not Your Negro.
In 1964, author Robert Penn Warren conducted over 40 oral history interviews with some of the major figures in the civil rights movement for his book, Who Speaks for the Negro, which was published in 1965. The Nunn Center has those interviews in our oral history collection, and they're incredible. On April 27th, 1964, Robert Penn Warren interviewed James Baldwin. James Baldwin was a writer and a civil rights activist. His first novel, Go Tell It on the Mountain, is a classic. It was published in 1953. Baldwin had spent a great deal of time living in Europe, where he wrote numerous works about American society, including topics of the African-American struggle, interracial relationships, homosexuality. In the 1960s, he returned to the U.S. to participate in the civil rights movement. Now, these are not your typical oral history interviews that are reflecting back on times gone by. These are serious conversations about the moment. They're talking about the civil rights movement as it was unfolding in 1964. So the conversations were reflecting on things like this first clip on whether this civil rights movement is indeed a revolution. Now, I do want to note that Robert Penn Warren was having some technical difficulties during the interview. His recorder would speed up and slow down. Also, there's a few bumps along the way.
A very peculiar revolution, because it has to, in order to succeed at all, it has to have as its aim the reestablishment of the Union. And a radical shift in the in American mores, in the American way of life. You see, not only is it applied to the Negro, obviously, but they applied to every citizen of the country. This is a very tall order and desperately dangerous, but inevitable in my view, because of the nature of our history, the nature of the American Negro's relationship to the rest of the country for all these generations, which is simply now, always was, but now has become overtly and concretely intolerable. Indeed, in principle, one nation, it's Americans battling to get rid of an invader or to destroy a class, but to liberate themselves and their children from what precisely? From the economic and social sanctions imposed on them traditionally because they were slaves here. Now, there are some concrete things involved in it, I think. No, I think that, for example, If Washington had the energy to move to break the power of people like Senator Eastland and Senator Russell, so the Negroes began to vote in the South, we would have made a large step forward. If Negroes could vote in Mississippi, we would have a different state.
So it's very powerful content in this interview. In this second clip, Baldwin really is not optimistic about the near future of the civil rights movement.
I think that the Negro in America has reached a point of despair and disaffection, you know, and that people now talk about, you know, certain techniques being used as destroying the goodwill of white people, but nobody gives a damn any longer about the goodwill of people whose goodwill has never done anything to help you or to save you. Their ill will can hardly do more harm than their goodwill has. This is a very significant despair.
Yet you want to avoid the Holocaust.
Indeed, we want to avoid the Holocaust, but you see there. That is not simply in the hands of Negro leaders. That's in the hands of the entire country.
It's not a one-way ticket.
It's not a one-way ticket at all.
No.
If you have people up there filibustering about whether or not you're human, then obviously you can have a reaction in the streets.
Clearly.
You know, and Farmer and King and all those people are doing everything they can, but they cannot do it alone. It's simply not possible. To avoid the Holocaust, one is going to have some help.
It's really incredible how relevant James Baldwin's 1964 words are to today. I would recommend everybody go to KentuckyOralHistory.org and check out all of Robert Penn Warren's interviews with civil rights leaders. The conversations are so powerful, they're so important, and they really speak to today.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest today on Saving Stories. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.